You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. That was a couple of tracks from the Detroit Pleasure Society, self-titled, self-release from these gentlemen and lady. They are going to be at the Hamtramck Music Festival. And speaking of Hamtramck Music Festival, we have a band that's going to be performing, I believe, on Saturday, but we'll double check when we speak with them. Live in the studio, we have 5 Pound Snap. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming down. Our pleasure. I'm looking forward to it. All right. I don't have a song list in front of me, but if you could announce the songs as we go along, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, definitely.
How many do you have?
Songs?
Yes.
We had about 10 written down, I think. Yeah, around
okay.
10.
All right, so that should fill in the time, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so why don't you introduce yourselves real quick? Go around the room.
Well, my name is Michael O'Brien. I play guitar, and I'm the lead vocalist. Mr. Scott Ryan plays the rhythm guitar and keys and backup vocals. Gwen McPhee is on the bass, and Alex Neamy is on the drums.
All right, sounds good enough. Okay, what do you have for us first, then?
This first song is called Hankering.
Hankering? Okay, let's do it.
Thank you.
right. Interesting outro there.
Oh yeah, a little craziness and then some softness.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh yeah.
So how long you folks been together playing?
Well, actually, our 2-year anniversary was March 3rd.
Oh wow!
Was that yesterday? Day before?
Two days ago. Okay. Yep. How did you get together?
We all went to the same high school, and we played in various bands and jazz band and wind ensemble and orchestra and all that stuff. And sooner or later, we all met up and realized that we could all jam pretty well together, and it just kind of went from there.
Kind of gelled, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, congratulations on 2 years, then.
Hey, thank you very much.
Many more.
Yeah.
All right, so... you are performing, was it Saturday night?
Yes, yeah,
part
Saturday.
Of the festival?
Yep, at Whiskey in the Jar. We are second to last at 11 p.m. We play right before George Morris and the Gypsy Chorus.
Oh, nice lineup.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
seen him before. He's really good.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Okay, what do you have for us now?
This song's called Bell Groove. It is on our new EP that came out mid-January.
Okay, Bell Groove. Yeah. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. We've been broadcasting for 30 years, and we're just getting started. And live in the studio, we have the band 5 Pound Snap, who are going to be playing as part of the Hamtramck Music Festival. All right, so that last track was from an EP you said that just came out a few weeks ago?
Actually, we put it out. It was January 15th. We held an event at, 17th. January 17th. We had this little thing called Lump Fest at our bass player Gwen's house. We had like, what was it? What did it end up being? 14 bands or something in her little Hamtramck house, and it went all day, and we released the EP that day, and it was a lot of fun.
And you didn't get raided, huh?
Oh, heck no.
Wow. Yeah, because, Hamtramck, it's not like your houses are, like, far apart, you know, where you can make lots of noise, and no one's going to tell the difference, but you pulled it off. That's great.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
Now, what is the name of the EP?
It's self-titled.
Just self-titled?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that the only recording that you people have right now? Or?
Yeah, that's the only physical release we've done. We did a live EP thing back when we first started with Groovebox Studios in Detroit.
Okay.
And other than that, yeah, that's the only thing.
All right. And what would be the best way for our listeners to get either one of them?
Well, you can find us on Facebook or soundcloud.com/5poundsnap, spelled exactly how you would think, or Bandcamp or 5poundsnap.bandcamp.com. You can find all the same stuff.
Okay, and you have a Facebook site too as
well?
Okay. Any other contacts that you can think of, like a website or?
We don't have a formal website yet, but hopefully.
Okay, no problem. I just want to make sure to cover all the bases.
Yeah, you go to Facebook, you'll find everything.
Okay, wonderful. So that gives our listeners enough ammunition.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That'll take you wherever you need to go.
Okay. Any plans in the near future? You want to do a full length at all? Or?
Yeah, hopefully by the end of the summer we're going to have at least most of the full length done. And, it should be either out by the end of the summer or hopefully by maybe fall time or when school comes around this next fall.
Okay. You're going to be basically doing it for the most part yourselves, or you have somebody in mind that's going to help you with it, or?
We've done a lot of recording ourselves and stuff, and this EP we did with a buddy of ours in his basement, and we have had a couple different people just kind of ask us what our plans were for recording-wise and all that stuff, but we're kind of shopping around, just weighing our options, and whatever ends up sounding the best is the most important thing, I guess.
Without emptying the pocket.
No, yeah. The pockets we don't have.
Exactly. All right. Let's do another one. What do you have now?
What do you guys want to do? Fallujah? All right, cool. This song's called Fallujah. It's also on the EP.
Okay.
Thank you.
Caught me off guard there. All right. Definitely hearing some different styles there. Looks like you folks grew up on different kinds of music, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Gotta thank the parents and the school system, I suppose.
Yeah. Did you ever think when you were little that you'd end up liking some of the stuff, though? Like, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you guys, your parents listen to all that good stuff too, right? Nobody around us listens to bad music, so we grew up listening to the right stuff, I think.
That's good. That's great when you have parents or anyone that's older that can kind of teach you about stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, this is what you need to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Not force you to do it, but at least give you those choices so you know what's out there. So you don't grow up listening to... top 40 pop hits there is. Don't even get me started on those.
It's a separate interview.
Yeah. One that could get quite nasty, actually. Oh, man. And it just gets worse every decade. Oh,
it gets worse every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lack of creativity in music nowadays for those popular acts, the ones that are making the big money.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
someone's doing it for them.
Mm. Wow. But thankfully, here at WHFR, we don't deal with stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
This is all about the bands and the people that actually do their own stuff.
Yeah, and we thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Okay. All right, let's do another one. What do you have?
I'll do I Feel Fine. All right, this was one of the first songs we ever wrote. It's called I Feel Fine.
Okay. Thank you.
right now, baby.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College here in Dearborn, Michigan. In the studio, we have 5 Pound Snap. Someone, a group is going to be playing as part of the Hamtramck Music Festival Saturday night at Whiskey in the Jar in Hamtramck at 11 p.m. if you're so interested. Looking forward to that, aren't you?
Yes, definitely. You guys remember last year? Want to talk a little bit about last year and how we stumbled upon that situation? Maybe Scott?
Sure.
Your friend Andrew hooked us up.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I used to be in a band. We actually played here. I don't remember what year it was. It was a while ago. A band called The Displays. And my... friend who played bass in that band, I used to play drums in it. He works at PJ's Lagerhouse, and he's always been super involved in the Detroit music scene. And he actually ended up helping us book the show. We played at Polish Village Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun time. So that's how we kind of first dipped our feet in the water and got that show, and now Mike's actually a part of
like the committee.
Yeah,
and
committee.
Stuff, yeah.
So he's working on that, and we got to play it again this year. So pretty excited about it.
Okay, that's one of the nice things about this festival too. It's kind of been handed back to the musicians.
Yeah,
you know, as opposed to we won't mention, you know, who it is, but the festival, this is kind of replacing the one that used to be.
Yeah,
you know?
In a way.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more democratic, I think, and it's a lot more
definitely
hands-on. You know, there's not so much cliquishness and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I think people, the goal of it was just to show that exactly what you said, it was still in the hands of the people that live in the area and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's how it started off in the first place, and I think in some way that's what it needs to be all the time. For I mean, the other one we won't mention can do what it wants, but I think it always needs to be that thing that people can either fall back onto or just, like, I don't know, it's more a family feeling than being left out almost.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a community kind of feeling for this festival here.
Yeah, definitely.
And the fact that I was just saying to Eugene Strobe a couple of days ago, I don't want to wait until the end of April for my first good-sized festival. It's like, you know, I need it now. I've got cabin fever, right?
Yeah.
And definitely. That was one of the nice things about the festival that originally was presented. It was always, you could always look forward to the first week of March. Oh, yeah. There's going to be a great time. You get to see all these bands. And, you know, now it's just so spread out and you got to go, you know, miles in each direction just to do anything.
You know, I think last year was the test of that, and they, I mean, some people think it was a success, some people think it was a failure, but it was, I'm glad that the Hamtramck Music Festival is a thing, for sure.
I think so, too. And the fact that it's goes to charity, particularly Ben's Encore, I think is
great
wonderful.
Charity.
And it not being corporate sponsored, it's like I don't have to be forced to drink a certain beer, you know, just because I go into establishment to check out my favorite band.
We had that conversation.
Yeah, that's when I get turned off real good.
Yeah.
But enough of that. We're here for the music.
Yep.
Let's do another one and then come back. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about musical influences.
Cool.
All right.
You guys want to do King of Folk? All right, this song is called King LeFou. It's about a...
I'm sorry?
King LeFou. L-E-F-O.
King LeFou. Okay.
We, there's a funny story behind it. We were driving down Woodward, and I think it's in... It's either Detroit... It might be Highland Park, but the King Cole supermarket, it was the middle of the night, and all of the letters in the sign were burnt out, except for King and then L-E-F-O of Cole Foods.
Ah,
and they were right next to each other, and we were driving by, and we needed a name for the song, and
there
just
was.
Like all of our other ones, that's how it is. All right, cool. Here we go.
Thank you.
Oh, that one felt good. It felt very good.
That looked like that felt good. It looked like it was fun. So, King Cole, or...
King LaFoe.
King LaFoe. All right. So, yeah, if you could take a second, how about some influences? You don't have to list the whole gamut, but...
Well...
What makes you rock or whatever?
Well, I mean, obviously we all like the oldies and goodies and stuff, like Beatles and Who and some Todd Rundgren and some, I don't know, some of the other stuff. But I think at least since we've been a band and stuff, we've kind of been inspired by local music and all that very much in our playing, just because we play with those bands all the time. And yeah, we have great friends. My Pal Vale, MPV is what they're called now. They're a big, big influence on us.
Seen them, yeah.
We've played with some great bands, Jamaican Queens and Flynn Eastwood. They're both really, really great bands and people we look up to. And I don't know, everybody on the list of the Hamtramck Fest is fantastic. But for other bands, I don't know. What do you think? What's the important one? Yeah, characteristics in the local. Our playing and our live shows are, we like this band called Mute Math. They're, they had a bigger song, probably like earlier 2000s, but they're from New Orleans, and they kind of play the same type of stuff as us, just really weird time changes and tempos, and they're just great live band, and definitely the biggest inspiration on our live playing, I'd say.
Okay. Any others?
I don't know. What do you guys think? Got anything else?
I mean, probably Tame Impala.
Yeah, Tame Impala.
Just as like a kind of a psychedelic more influence. Yeah, Pond.
Everything to do with those guys. Yeah, everything to do with those guys. They're all in like 14 bands, and so are we. So.
Yeah, one of the reasons why I like to ask this question is because being a DJ, I'm into all kinds of different kinds of music. But even that being said, I don't know everything that's out there.
Yeah.
So every band usually comes up with at least one or two names. I'm like, wow, who's that? Or I've never heard of them before, you know? So kind of an education for me, too, you know?
Yeah, there's always new bands popping up, and people are just great around here. They make some good stuff.
But you are right. I brag about it all the time. There is a lot of talent here in the Motor City.
Yeah, it's intimidating sometimes.
I've dealt with people that, you know, that used to live in New York for several years or other places. It's like, oh, yeah, your music scene's huge compared to ours.
Yeah.
You know? Like, okay.
I don't know.
Well, we try, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, I'd say.
There you go. I tell you what, if you could make the weather like the Southwest, then I would have zero reason to leave Detroit.
You're an Arizona type of guy?
Uh-huh.
Want the sand all over the place?
Yeah, it's not just the warmth. It's just the sinus issues and the colds and the flus and the, you know, just I'm tired of it, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be, like you said, I want to be able to go out and enjoy the outdoors, you know?
And the Hamtramck Music Festival.
Exactly. And not freeze to death doing it. But that's okay. There's plenty of warm libations inside, so we'll be all right. All right. Let's see. What we got now?
Want to do Keep Off the Grass?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I worked at a ski shop with my friend Brad. He was the ski tech. He like just set up the bindings and stuff for little kids, and he's got 41 albums out on his own, and he was a big influence on us too, and we kind of jammed together a few times, but this is one of his songs. It's called Keep Off the Grass.
Okay.
Oh,
Yeah. I definitely like that one.
Cool.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, heard every Thursdays from 4 to 6. And live in the studio, if you're just tuning in, the band 5 Pound Snap. Now, obviously, the big show is going to be Saturday. Do you have any other ones coming up in the near future?
Yes, actually, a week from this Friday, we are playing at the New Dodge Lounge, and it is a EP release party for our first EP. We haven't had a formal release for it yet.
Okay.
And we're going on tour for 10 days after that night, so.
Excellent.
Yeah, to support the EP.
So kind of a little going away party too, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Cool. Who else is going to be on the bill, if you don't mind my asking?
The first band playing is White Bee. They're a neo-soul band from the area. Following them will be the Errs.
That's E-R-R-S?
E-R-E-R-S.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always miss one letter. Okay.
Yeah, it took me so long to get that name right. Then us, and then our buddy's Characteristics, who we mentioned earlier. Yeah.
Okay. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was last year they came on here.
Oh, really?
The Characteristics.
Cool.
Yeah. I have to double check, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, they were one of the bands.
Nice.
We see, you know, so many bands come through here, I can't remember every last one of them. It's impossible. But, yeah, that's cool. Any others besides that one, or?
I don't know. I don't think so. We got a lot of stuff in the future, but, yeah, nothing super immediate after that.
But, of course, you're going to be leaving right after that party. So that's, if you go to... Is that a week from tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, March 13th.
March 13th,
okay.
Friday
and
the
New
13th
Dodge.
At New Dodge.
New Dodge.
And training.
I'm familiar, been there many times. Okay. Right. It's a good place.
It's one of our favorites to play. Great sound, great people.
Cool. I'm sure I'll be there one of those four nights. All right. If you don't mind, once again, your stuff, your music, where can we find it?
SoundCloud.com/5PoundSnap. And then you can find all the links to all our other little pages of like music and stuff from facebook.com/5PoundSnap.
Okay. And as of right now, it's just two EPs, the live
one,
live
one. Yeah, and then the one we just put out, the actual recorded studio EP.
Which is just self-titled, and that's what you'll be celebrating a week from Friday.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good deal. All right. What do we have now?
Want to do Freedom?
That song's called Freedom. It is also on the EP.
Okay.
Thank you.
Freedom.
Freedom.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Broadcasting for 30 years from Henry Ford College, and we're just getting started here. And live in the studio, we have 5 Pound Snap. So, looking forward to Saturday. That's going to be at Whiskey in the Jar.
Yes, sir.
11 p.m. And I'm trying to remember, you said the headliner was...
George Morris and the Gypsy Chorus.
Yeah, that should be good, too.
Oh, yeah, can't wait.
Excellent. Alrighty. Well, looks like we're getting ready to wrap it up. You got enough to fill in the rest of the time there?
Oh, yeah. We got a perfect one to finish it off, I think.
Excellent. All right, why don't we do that? Thanks for coming down.
Hey, folks. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Song is called Running Away. It's, I think, probably the first song we ever wrote together.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoy it. Thanks, guys. We'll be right back.
listening to WHFR, Dearborn, Michigan. Hope you dig it, man. Yes, folks, hi, this is Wayne Hancock, and you're listening to WHFR, Dearborn, Michigan. Hope you dig it, man.
Hi, I'm the Jumper, the host of Cruising and Bluesin', every Wednesday at 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., and we'd like to say a very special happy 30 years anniversary to WHFR.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you want to change the world, then you have to change yourself. One of the best places in the Metro Detroit area to improve your life is Henry Ford College. Henry Ford College offers dozens of degree and certificate programs, plus the opportunity to network with your peers and potential employers. Taking classes at Henry Ford College gives you the freedom to take your own career path and opens up an infinite number of career possibilities. Additionally, day and evening classes allow you the flexibility of building a schedule tailored to your busy lifestyle. So change the world, change yourself at Henry Ford College. For more information on admittance and financial aid and class schedules, call the Henry Ford College toll-free number at 1-800-585-HFCC. Again, that's 1-800-585-HFCC.
Lipton Tea and Lipton Soups present Inner Sanctum Mysteries. Good evening, friends. This is your host to welcome you once